And why, you ask? Because I was dumb enough to put the Dark Tower on the Pet Sematary author ad card. I think Sam's a little pissed at me, and I suppose he's got a point. He says listing a book that fans want and can't get is a little like holding out a piece of meat to a hungry dog and then yanking it back, saying, "No, no, you can't have it, har, har." On the other hand, God and the man Jesus, people are so fucking spoiled. They just assume that if there's a book anywhere in the world they want, then they have a perfect right to that book. This would be news indeed to those folks in the Middle Ages who might have heard rumors of books but never actually saw one. Paper was valuable, which would be a good thing to put in the next Gunslinger Dark Tower novel if I ever get around to it. And books were treasures you protected with your life. I love being able to make my living writing stories, but anyone who says there's no dark side to it is full of shit. Someday, I'm going to do a novel about a psychotic rare book dealer. Joke. Meanwhile, today was Owen's birthday. He's 7. The age of reason. I can hardly believe my youngest is 7 and my daughter is 13, a lovely young woman. August 14th, 1984, New York City. Just got back from a meeting with Elaine Koster from NAL and my agent, the old Kerboo. Both of them pitched me on doing The Gunslinger as a trade-sized paperback, but I passed. Maybe someday, but I won't give that many people a chance to read something so unfinished until I go back to work on the story, which I probably never will. Meantime, I have this other idea for a long novel about a clown that's really the worst monster in the world. Not a bad idea. Clowns are scary. To me, at least. Clowns and chickens. Go figure. November 18th, 1984. I had a dream last night that I think breaks the creative logjam on it. Suppose there's a kind of beam holding the Earth, or even multiple Earths, in place, and that the beam's generator rests on the shell of a turtle. I could make that part of the book's climax. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm sure I read somewhere that in Hindu mythology there's a great turtle that bears us all on his shell and that he serves Gan, the creative overforce. Also, I remember an anecdote where some lady says to some famous scientist, "This evolution stuff is ridiculous. Everyone knows that a turtle holds up the universe." To which the scientist, wish I could remember his name, but I can't, replies, "That may be, madam, but what holds up the turtle?" Scornful laugh from the lady who says, "Oh, you can't fool me. It's turtles all the way down." Ha! Take that, ye rational men of science. Anyway, I keep a blank book by my bed and have gotten so I write down a lot of dreams and dream elements without even fully waking up. This morning I'd written, "Remember the turtle," and this, "See the turtle of enormous girth. On his shell he holds the earth. His thought is slow but always kind. He holds us all within his mind." Not great poetry, I grant you, but not bad for a guy who was 3/4 asleep when he wrote it. Tabby has been on my case about drinking too much again. I suppose she's right, but... June 10th, 1986. Lovell, Turtleback Lane. Man, am I glad we bought this house. I was scared of the expense to begin with, but I've never written better than I have here. And this is scary, but it's true. I think I want to go back to work on the Dark Tower story. In my heart, I thought I never would, but last night when I was going to the Center General for beer, I could almost hear Roland saying, "There are many worlds and many tales, but not much time." I ended up turning around and coming back to the house. Can't remember the last time I spent a totally sober night, but this is one of that dying breed. It actually feels fucked up not to be fucked up. That's pretty sad, I guess. June 13th, 1986. I woke up in the middle of the night, hungover and needing to pee. While I was standing at the bowl, it was almost as if I could see Roland of Gilead. telling me to start with the lobstrosities. I will. I know just what they are.